We're joined on the line now by the Fianna Fáil TD for Carlow Kilkenny, John McGuinness. John, good afternoon to you and thank you very much for taking our call. You've spoken to the Sunday Independent today to say that if there were to be a motion of no confidence in the government or in any particular minister, you would be prepared to break ranks with your party and vote against your party and vote in favour of sacking that government or that minister. Why would you do so?
Well, in the absence of any leadership from the Taoiseach and any direction in relation to the country and the election, I think it's time for the members of the Dáil to take that decision for him. There seems to be a reluctance to face up to the fact that this government is flogging a dead horse. It's at the end of its time, and therefore the members of the Dáil should express their own views in the context of the motion of no confidence in Simon Harris. They would not give the opportunity to vote no confidence in the government. This is the next best thing. The country has had enough of the dithering, and therefore my view now is that we should support the vote of no confidence in the minister and in the government, and thereby force a general election.
How much of that position is motivated by the vacuum or the dithering or the speculation about when an election might be, and how much of it is motivated by some of the difficulties that you have very publicly had with the idea of confidence and supply for some time now?
Well, it's a mixture of both. Confidence and supply worked in the short term. It gave the country a government. It gave us the hope that that government, with the support of the main opposition party, would deliver on reform and would stop the waste in terms of spend in the public service and give us a better lifestyle. That hasn't happened. And for many, many thousands of people now that wait on lists, one kind or another within the HSE, the crisis itself in the HSE, I think that there is a need for a new direction in terms of policy, in terms of directing all of these issues. And the opportunity must be given now to the people to decide what they want in terms of a government. So the confidence supply worked in the short term. It's not working now. The Taoiseach knows it. The members of the Dáil know it. The country knows it.
When did it stop working, John?
When that happens, you need to turn to the Taoiseach then for leadership and direction, and he has not responded in that regard.
When did it stop working for you? If you thought it was fine as a short-term solution, when did that short-term patience run out?
It stopped working after 18 months, after two budgets, and I think that, you know, we've given it fair wind to see would it deliver the type of reform that was needed, the type of government that was needed. And what's happening now is the project of confidence and supply has failed and failed miserably for the long term. And therefore, we need an immediate intervention in the interest of the country and to rescue what's left of the services and rebuild them. And a new mandate from the people to do that.
If the purpose of confidence and supply in your mind ran out after the second budget, why do you believe that your party leader has taken such a different approach, or why do you think that it has managed to last on so much longer, that it's lasted into a fourth budget?
Well, I mean, we constantly heard of the issues that were facing the country, the biggest one being Brexit. And the excuse given was that we had to have Brexit dealt with before any election was put in play. And I believe that the party, the Fianna Fáil party, continued the confidence and supply because they were looking at the interests of the country. And in the meantime, you know, the rest of the country, in the context of the various government departments delivering services and infrastructure of one kind or another, were falling asunder.
So was it the right thing to do then, with all the existential threats that Brexit brought? Was it the right thing to do to hang around, or do you still think that your party should have gone?
I think that we should have gone a lot earlier, because we've had the general election in Britain. We've had Dominic Cummings saying the same things in relation to the civil service over there, as I would say. We had the Financial Times yesterday, Camilla Cavendish saying the same things about reform. But we've had none of that discussion or conversation here in this country. And yet we seem to have an inability to translate good ideas into actions. And these actions affect the very well-being and lifestyle of the people that we represent. So there comes a time in all of this when you give the project of confidence and supply a chance, you give it fair wind, you maybe go beyond the point of its sell-by date, and that is what has happened here. So we can't let it go any further. It is now a farce in terms of government, And we need to, if you like, take stock, ask the electorate what they want, call the election, and let's take the dithering and the uncertainty out of it and replace it with a new government and a certainty for the future 5 years.
It may be an academic question because it looks as if Leo Varadkar will seek to dissolve the Dáil in the next 48 hours or so anyway, so your vote would never actually come to the crunch. It will never, you know, happen in truth. But if the Dáil were to stagger on as far as a motion of no confidence in Simon Harris, then it seems the position that you are advocating this morning would be against the party line, that Micheál Martin had still said he wanted to try and, you know, extend the Dáil out until the Easter break, and it would mean you breaking ranks with your party if you were to vote in favour of a motion of no confidence. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, but there comes a time in all of this when you have to consider your own personal position. You have to consider whether this government is good for the country or not, and you have to make a decision based on that. And I would be encouraging all members of the Dáil to consider that, to step away from party politics and the tribal nature of it, and to reach a decision based on their own feelings and their own views. And the parties should allow the members to do that, because I believe that there is a significant number in the Dáil that acknowledge the fact that we are at the end of this confidence and supply arrangement and that something new and different is needed.
Academic as it might be, though, John, would it be worth losing the Fianna Fáil whip over?
Well, it's worth putting forward your ideas and standing over them. That's what I believe. The time has now come to put forward your ideas and stand over them in the context of every member of the Dáil. And losing the party whip should be a secondary consideration to the country. I don't believe that I would lose the party whip because I'm speaking in terms of a party being in opposition rather than being in a straitjacket of confidence and supply.
Are you still comfortable being a member of Fianna Fáil and under the leadership of Micheál Martin, given the position that you've outlined there where you believe that he should have brought down this government effectively 2 years ago?
I am, because it goes beyond that. And it's not the narrow view of, you know, confidence in the leader or not. That's not the question here. The question here is, have you confidence in the government and the direction that they're taking the country? And the answer to that is no. I'm sure if you went to every hospital in the country right now, you would get a clear, resounding result in that they would say that the time has come to end the charade.
Okay, John, I'm sure you'll be a busy man over the next 4 or 5 weeks or so, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for your time this lunchtime. John McGuinness, Fianna Fáil TD for Carlo Kilkenny. Thank you very much for joining us on The Record.
Thank you.